Welcome to the Cutaneous Connection, a podcast from the staff at Dermatology Times, aiming to provide you with the latest news in dermatology, to exclusive interviews with leading industry experts, and a glimpse of what goes on behind the scenes. I'm your host, Linda Stokum. Today, I'm joined by Savina Anija, MD, a board-certified dermatologist in practice at Advanced Dermatology and Cosmetic Surgery in Orlando, Florida. We sit down to talk about Melanoma Monday, which is May 2nd, 2022. This day is part of an awareness campaign by the American Academy of Dermatology during National Melanoma Month. Talk about what are the most important parts of a skin cancer screening, common misconceptions patients have regarding the skin cancer, and much more during this interview.
We'll start off with introductions. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Of course, yeah. So my name is Savina Anija. I'm a board-certified dermatologist. I currently practice at Advanced Dermatology and Cosmetic Surgery, located in Orlando, Florida. And so I see patients in Winter Park, Lake Nona, and Baldwin Park.
Well, thank you for being able to join me today. And we're going to talk about Melanoma Monday. Can you just describe a bit more about the purpose behind Melanoma Monday?
Yeah, so this event in particular is kind of a tool we use to help increase public awareness about melanoma. And melanoma is one of the three most common skin cancers that we see. The most common type of skin cancer we see in our clinical practice is probably basal cell skin cancer. The next one is squamous cell. And then the other one we see more frequently than we would like is melanoma. And the reason we worry about melanoma is because melanoma is the type of skin cancer that tends to be the most aggressive. So when I see patients who have basal cell or squamous cell, we have a lot of treatment options for those patients. And in the majority of cases, those patients can be treated pretty quickly without their skin cancers becoming aggressive. Melanoma, though, is a little bit more of a serious skin cancer. Melanomas can become aggressive very quickly, which means when we diagnose them, sometimes they can invade different organ systems. Sometimes they invade locally in the skin, so they grow deeper. But melanoma is a skin cancer we worry about a little bit more because it can spread to the lymph nodes and it can spread to distant organs. And because of that, there's an associated disease progression with melanoma that can sometimes affect the longevity of someone's life. So if we catch melanoma early, a stage zero melanoma or a stage 1A melanoma, those patients tend to do really well and the survival is close to 99%. The hard part is if we let a melanoma go, if a melanoma is not diagnosed, those patients can present with stages later on, not a stage zero or stage 1A or stage 1B. And those later stage melanomas are associated with reduction in long-term survival. So our goal with Melanoma Monday is really to increase awareness for melanoma, which is the skin cancer we worry about the most. During this time, although we try to enforce it all the time or reinforce it all the time, we encourage patients to be good about self-skin exams. So that means keeping an eye on your own skin, looking out for spots that are growing, bleeding, itching, changing, new moles, moles that have suddenly become symptomatic that weren't symptomatic. So we encourage patients to do that self-skin examination. We also encourage patients to do total body skin checks in the office. So that means seeing your dermatologist to have a head-to-toe skin exam. That means looking in the scalp, looking at the nail units, looking at all the skin, parts you can see yourself, and then parts you can't see, like the back of the knees, the buttocks, spaces between the toes. These are places you can get melanoma, even though it's not as common as places that we more frequently see ourselves.
When it comes to melanoma prevention, one of the most common ways people try to prevent melanoma is sunscreen. But because of the benzene found in some aerosol sunscreens last year, there has really been an increase in hesitancy about whether sunscreen is giving you cancer. Have you had to counsel patients on this? And what would you advise them if they did have this fear?
So this is actually a very hot topic in dermatology in the last year because of the benzene recall in sunscreen. So there are some sunscreens, or there were some sunscreens that did have some benzene contamination in them. The amount detected was very, very low, but we obviously don't want our patients or anyone to be encountering excess benzene when they don't need to. So we generally don't recommend sunscreens that have additives that are unnecessary. So a lot of those sunscreens that were contaminated with the benzene were subsequently pulled from the market. And there was a lot of fear from the public that maybe sunscreens were dangerous. And the overwhelming data we have shows us that the overwhelming majority of sunscreens that you can buy are very safe to use. A minority of sunscreens were problematic, but those formulations are no longer available commercially. So I don't think patients have a lot to be concerned about. When we talk about sunscreens, there are different formulations of sunscreens, and the majority of the problematic ones were spray formulations. So if you wanted to be more conservative, using a cream-based sunscreen, like a cream or a lotion, is going to be better than the sprays. And then when we talk about sunscreen, there's also like a division between physical blockers and chemical blockers. The physical blockers are going to be sunscreens where the active ingredient is zinc or titanium. And then chemical blockers are a variety of other chemicals, and they have a different mechanism of working in the skin. And so if you have any apprehension about sunscreen, probably the safest ones to use would be cream formulations, lotion formulations that are zinc or titanium based, because those ones are exquisitely safe. And if you think about it, like sunscreen that is like a physical cream or a lotion, has zinc oxide in it. And zinc oxide we even use in like diaper rash cream in newborn babies. And so we're exposed to that same ingredient in different formulations, and we know that it's very safe in those populations. I would still encourage patients to do sunscreen, because the overwhelming data shows us that sunscreen, wearing sunscreen, the benefit really outweighs the risk of sunscreen. If patients are apprehensive about sunscreen, though, there are alternatives. Nowadays, you can think about like the UPF clothing. So that's long sleeve clothing, long pant clothing that has sunscreen-like material as the primary ingredient in the fabric. And so that material nowadays is very lightweight, and it's easy for people to purchase on the internet or sporting goods stores. So if patients are apprehensive about sunscreen, I still want them to be mindful of sun protection. And so using like the UPF clothing is a great idea, using long sleeves, using pants, wearing like the wide brimmed hat, and avoiding midday sun. Those kind of strategies can be helpful. But the position of most board certified dermatologists and the American Academy of Dermatology has been for a long time that the data shows us that sunscreens in general are very safe, and it's more beneficial to use sunscreen than to not use sunscreen, especially in patients who are high risk for developing a skin cancer.
And what do you find to be the biggest misconceptions about melanoma?
Well, so I think there's a couple different misconceptions that I encounter in my practice. People believe that all melanomas are melanomas that are aggressive and very dangerous. But we know that if we diagnose melanoma early, like a stage 0 or stage 1A melanoma, those patients do really, really well. So that's why one of our goals is to really encourage patients to come in for the total body skin exams. Because if you do a total body skin check, we're often able to diagnose skin cancer earlier, at an earlier stage. And those patients go on to live really full lives and are not affected or in any way debilitated by the treatment for their melanoma. So I think one of the most common misconceptions is that if you have melanoma, that your survival is definitely going to be reduced, because that's not the case, especially when we look at early stage skin cancers and early stage melanomas. So at our group recently, we've looked at a lot of our melanoma data. That's melanomas that have been diagnosed by our clinicians in the last year or so. And we found that the majority of melanomas that we diagnose in our practice are stage 0 or stage 1A melanomas. These are very thin melanomas. And these patients, if treated with excision, which tends to be the most common treatment we do, they do really, really well. These patients have great outcomes. Their long-term survival is not impacted. And they can go on to live disease-free for the rest of their lives. So our goal with melanoma is to catch it early. And I think there's a misconception that if you have a melanoma, you're automatically someone who's going to have a hard time getting treatment. If you have a melanoma that's caught early and treated early, you can go on to have a completely normal life. But we want to catch it at a stage 0 or stage 1A before the melanoma has time to invade deeply in the skin or affect distant organs.
When a patient is diagnosed, how do you counsel your patients?
So when we diagnose someone with melanoma, the first thing we do is kind of determine what the stage of their melanoma is. So how aggressive their melanoma is. So if their melanoma is like a stage zero, a melanoma in situ, it can be treated in an in-office surgery. So that's something that's going to take anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour in the office. And we counsel the patient that they will have stitches, they will have a scar, but then their skin cancer will be removed. Usually we send that specimen off to pathology. The pathologist will check the margins, make sure the skin cancer is completely removed, make sure there's nothing unusual in the biopsy or pathology specimen. And then we can assure the patients when they come back that their skin cancer was completely treated. And so for patients who have an early stage skin cancer, at the time of diagnosis, we're able to kind of outline the whole treatment plan. Now, if patients present with more of an advanced stage of melanoma, a melanoma that is deeper, so invades the skin at a deeper level, those patients oftentimes need to follow up with medical oncology. And then medical oncology will work with us and with additional testing we have to kind of make a decision to see if the patient would be a candidate for like a sentinel lymph node biopsy, if the patient would be a candidate for advanced imaging. And then we'll coordinate with the oncologist and potentially a surgical oncologist to make a treatment plan. So in our group, a lot of our melanoma cases are reviewed at a melanoma tumor board. And that's like a multidisciplinary event where the dermatologist meets with an oncologist, a surgical oncologist, a radiation oncologist, and we all kind of review the parameters of the case. So for patients who have more advanced melanomas, sometimes it takes us a couple of weeks based on figuring out the exact stage that the patient is at to determine what the outcome or the treatment options available to the patient will be. So at the time of diagnosis, if it's an early stage melanoma, we can set the expectations pretty clearly for what's going to happen if it's a melanoma in situ or a very thin melanoma. But if it's a deeper melanoma, then it's going to require more coordination with the oncology teams. And so that requires a little bit more patience and then takes a little bit more work with regards to if we're going to order imaging, if we're going to order a sentinel lymph node biopsy, and then we coordinate very closely with the oncologist to determine what therapy would be next. And what's nice is nowadays we have a lot more therapeutic options than we did many years ago. Many years ago, when someone got a late stage diagnosis of melanoma, the therapeutic options we had just weren't that great. There were a lot of side effects and the survival wasn't that great. Nowadays, we have advances in immunotherapies, and immunotherapies are usually prescribed by a medical oncologist. And what they do is really target specific areas in the melanoma pathway. And a lot of our patients who have later stage melanomas can now be treated with immunotherapies, which really helps get their disease under control. So with regards to a patient who just gets diagnosed, if it's an early stage melanoma, the plan is usually pretty straightforward. If it's an advanced stage melanoma, we counsel the patient that we are going to coordinate with the medical oncologist or surgical oncologist or other team members based on the placement of their disease site and then make a treatment plan. And I think a lot of patients feel confident that as long as we are going to work with the team of specialists, they're going to get the best treatment options available to them. And so that gives them more confidence. At that time, when we diagnose someone with melanoma, we do often kind of go through some other steps. We review sun protection, we encourage them to do self-skin exams. And generally, if someone's been diagnosed with a melanoma in my clinic, I'm going to see them back every 3 to 4 months for a full body skin check for the first year or two, just to make sure that there's no other concerning areas. And we also talk to them about screening their family members. So first degree relatives should also have skin checks and also be very careful with sun protection, as their risk for melanoma is also slightly higher as a result of the melanoma diagnosis.
And my last question is a catch-all. Was there anything else to add that I didn't ask that you think is super important that you have prepared to tell us?
So I guess like one of the things that I think is super important regarding Melanoma Monday and melanoma in general is the information behind doing a total body skin check. A lot of my patients who've never had a total body skin check are a little bit intimidated. They think it's going to take 4 hours and they're a little bit uncomfortable. But I would love for patients to know that total body skin checks are a really, really awesome, easy, not difficult way for us to diagnose skin cancer and diagnose it early. We know that if we diagnose skin cancer early, it's associated with more treatment options and also associated with improved survival. So our goal is to catch skin cancer early. And very recently in the American Society of Clinical Oncology, their publication, there was an article that showed that doing a total body skin check was 23 times more likely to find a skin cancer or diagnose a melanoma than a pap smear is for cervical cancer. So it's a highly effective screening method. And it's very easy. When you come to the office, we have you wear a gown and then we look you over from head to toe. And we look in the scalp, we look in the nail units, we look at all body surfaces, and we just make sure that there are no lesions that look suspicious for melanoma. Sometimes we use a tool called a dermatoscope, and a dermatoscope has a magnifier and a polarized light attachment to us, so it allows us to see the pigment network behind moles, and that can help us decide if something, it can be monitored if something needs a biopsy. Nowadays in our clinic, we also have a couple of other options. We have a tool called NeviSense, and that also helps us with the diagnosis of melanoma. We also have other technologies. We partnered with a group called MoleSafe, and they've been able to help use some of their full body photography in our offices to help us with melanoma diagnosis as well. So I think one of the most important things I think patients should be aware of is that total body skin checks really make a big difference. They're exquisitely important. And nowadays we have a lot of tools that can augment the total body skin check that'll help us diagnose melanoma and skin cancer earlier.
For more Dermatology Times content, from articles to videos and podcasts, visit www.dermatologytimes.com.